Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
amen, amen. God bless you, and may the Holy Spirit be with you today on Friday, August 5th, 2022. Ooh, the first week of August of a new month. Amen. And the first Sunday is coming upon us. Yes. Amen, amen. My word of encouragement for today is two truths. Coming from Romans 3, chapter 3, verse 22 through 24. Amen, amen. And it reads, this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ. Romans chapter 3, verses 22 through 24, NIV version, King James version, whichever version you prefer to read from that gives you a clear and concise understanding. Amen. There are denominations and believers out there, but there are two things that should be the same for all of them. Everyone born into this world is a sinner, and faith in Jesus Christ is the only way to overcome that sin. Nobody sins more than somebody else. No one is more saved than others. God knows his creation sins and sent his son to repair that breach. The focus for believers should not be on what makes them different from other believers or non-believers. Instead, they should be focused on the unshakable foundation of Jesus Christ and what that truth can do for the world. Spreading the gospel, no matter our denominations, church, location, see, or social status, is what God calls his children to do. Embracing the differences of his children is to embrace the majesty of God as a creator. That is my word of encouragement for today. No matter, and what woke me up, no matter what denomination, church location, ethnicity, or whether you black, white, Jew, Gentile, or social status, it is what God calls his children to do. Embracing the differences. Just because Sally Sue goes to a Kojak church, so you're gonna point the finger, or somebody go to a church where they speak in tongues. Be careful, folks. I'm just saying. I'm not just jury executioner. God has the final say. Be careful of what you do or say, or put your mouth on other things out there that are trying to do things according to God. Amen. That's all I'm saying. Thank you so much for creating your children with differences that can be celebrated. I trust you know what you're doing and how everyone fits into your wonderful plan of redemption. All I ask is that You let me be a part of it. Amen and amen. That, again, is the word for the day. True truth. Amen. And I want to say, please be careful because monkeypox has rise up in some states. I know in Virginia, they're saying that Florida has no cases as of yet. But it was Florida and another state, I believe. And please guard yourself. Be careful. Also be careful. COVID is still here. It's not going anywhere. People have gotten lapsed in mind and everything that is gone is over. It's not, you know. I'm trusting God. I don't know about anybody else. I can't speak on anyone. Amen. So be safe the weekend. Enjoy the weekend. Praise God the weekend. Go to church. Tell someone. Take someone that do not know the Lord. And be blessed. I'll be back Monday with another word of encouragement. God bless you. God loves you. I love you. And it ain't nothing you can do about it. For God is my strength, and he's my Savior every day. May you walk in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. See you Monday. Bye-bye.